Thank you. I am John DeVito, the director of the Africa Center for Apologetics Research. How did God bring me to the point where I would be willing to give my life for the cause of Christ in East Africa? As you already saw, I was raised as a Mormon. I did all the typical things a Mormon boy would do. I regularly went to church meetings. I was baptized at the age of 8. I received the Aaronic priesthood at 12. I went to the temple and was baptized for the dead. But by the time I reached high school, I stopped caring so much about spiritual things. I got more interested in working and making money and hopefully dating girls. Until the day I turned 18. Because as many of you know, when a Mormon turns 18, they're raised and expected to go on a 2-year Mormon mission. But I just didn't care anymore. As a result, much to the chagrin of my parents, I decided I would rather go to college, hopefully get a good education and establish a career. But it was at the local university that my life changed. Because I started dating a Christian woman, a woman who is now my wife. And as I saw how devoted she was to Christ, I thought she needed to hear the fullness of the gospel, as Mormonism taught. But it was in my attempts to prove the truthfulness of Mormonism that I overcame, I saw many, many problems in the history and in the scriptural supposed proof of Mormonism. Through my personal research and through hearing the gospel proclaimed, I rejected Mormonism and found the true freedom that comes through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, over the years, I continued to mature in my faith, and I eventually decided that I needed to go to seminary to continue my education. And there at seminary, I quickly decided that I wanted to bring together two of my passions. My passion for missions with my passion for apologetics, for defending the faith. And it was during this time I was able to meet Paul and to get to know more about CIFAR. So while I could finish my master's degree, I focused in apologetics, and I prepared for service through this ministry. I've now been with CIFAR for 6 years and have gained a heart and a passion for East Africa. Paul and I have been to Uganda twice, and we have met with Christian leaders, we have met with cult leaders. What I've come to see both is the immensity of the task, is the depth and the huge problem that is faced through cults and false teaching in East Africa. This is what I want to give my life for, to make a difference in East Africa for the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray daily that God will be glorified through raising up African believers that will be thoroughly equipped in biblical discernment. Those who will be able to give an answer to those who ask questions and to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints.